Hello, it's Tuesday, May 16th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. It's a Tuesday morning here in Pennsylvania. We just got back from voting in our local primary election. We vote in every single election that's available to us, whether it's primaries, off-year elections, midterm elections, presidential. We vote every time. If you have this right to vote, use it. Now, before we get to the big news, which was President Bush's very lame speech last night on illegal immigration, we have to remind everybody that this afternoon, this is Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, it's the big debate between Michael Collins Piper, who's the author of Final Judgment, among many other books, and Eric John Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins. This debate is going to be on RBN. It's going to be hosted by Greg Zemanski. And if you want any other information, go to the Wing TV homepage. You'll see the lead article right there. And we're very much looking forward to this debate. And we're going to have a full summary, analysis, report tomorrow on the Wing TV homepage and also on Wing Radio. What do you think about the debate? What are your
thoughts? I'm looking forward to it. I hope a lot of people tune in.
Right. Now, last night, kind of begrudgingly, because we had better things to do with our time, but because we wanted to address this issue, we sat in front of the TV a few minutes before 8 o'clock and watched, got prepared for George Bush's address on illegal immigration. On the station we were watching, I don't even know which one it was, but Keith Olbermann was on. And we listened to him for a couple minutes, and he said that this address was almost a moot point because he says it's like talking to people who've already made up their minds on the issue. It's pretty black and white, isn't it?
Well, not just on the issue, on Bush himself.
Right.
In fact, he said it's more clear-cut how people have decided on the man himself as president than on this issue.
Yeah. And the pre-speech buzz was that Bush was going to say there would be 6,000 National Guardsmen along the Mexican border, that they wouldn't be patrolling, but instead they would be playing a support role to the law enforcement agencies that are already in place. And as we mentioned yesterday, George Bush has been criticized from a number of different areas on this. There is, first of all, the Mexicans themselves, many of them illegals, that had these huge rallies over the last couple months. Los Angeles and Phoenix, they got 500,000 at each venue.
Joined by their supporters who support their criminal crossing of our border, especially in a wartime, which makes no sense.
Right. He's also been criticized by the conservatives who can't understand why he's not cracking down on this problem. Well, we understand why he's not.
I don't even know really what the purpose of Bush being on TV was for, because we got the gist of what he had to say from the press who had been briefed prior to this address.
Right.
So, He didn't say anything.
Yeah, and finally, he's criticized by the liberals also, who support, by and large, illegal immigration because of this phony human rights thing that they're up against. And, you know, they forget that all the rest of us have rights, too, in this country, especially when it comes to our tax dollar being used to support illegal activity in a number of different areas. So anyway, the 8 o'clock hour struck. The camera opens up to President Bush, and as soon as we see him, Lisa and I both start laughing.
Well, he had this constipated look on his face. And, okay, you figure the president's going to come out there. He's going to make a very confident, assured, strong greeting. And what does he do? He does this hand gesture where he's just like, what would you characterize that hand gesture with that look on his face?
Well, you know what I said? And I'm going to repeat it right now. As soon as the camera opened up and showed him and we
Bush
started
says,
laughing.
Good evening. And then he does this hand gesture where he's like throwing his hands out.
Yeah. And I said, what a dickhead.
Yep. I mean, I have it in my notes. That's exactly what he said.
And it's like, this is a pretend president. This isn't a real president. Like,
he starts off looking confused and insecure.
Yeah. And, you know, with Bill Clinton... At least there was maybe a tiny bit of presidential status to him. I mean, mostly he was just a sexual predator and a party boy and so forth. With Bush, there's no belief whatsoever that this guy is a president. He's just... He's a poser, and... It's phony.
He set the tone right then and there. Yeah. Good evening, with the hand gesture. Yeah.
So anyway, he starts reading off his teleprompter, and it was obvious he was reading off a teleprompter because nothing was natural. There was no flow as if he was just having a regular conversation. He was reading off a teleprompter, and you know what? He doesn't even read very well. Beyond that, so anyway.
Or naturel, huh?
He begins by saying that for decades, the government hasn't been in complete control of the borders. Well, they haven't been in any control.
Yeah. Whose fault is that?
They've been in no control of the borders. So really, the first thing he says...
Tell us something we don't know.
...is inaccurate. Then, after... I wrote down on my notes here that he can't even read very well because it's so obvious, but... He mentions the word, then, illegal aliens, but he doesn't expand on the word. He doesn't expand on what it means to be an illegal alien, that this means that they're engaging in a criminal activity. And this morning when I was, before I was taking my shower, when I was shaving and everything, one of the local talk show hosts was talking about illegal immigration. He says, all right, if we can overlook all of these illegal immigrants breaking the law, and we give them amnesty or whatever. He says, why don't all Americans get to erase one criminal activity that they've done? So, you know, if you've been convicted of shoplifting or embezzlement or arson or murder or whatever, drunken driving, why doesn't everybody get a crime wiped off the slate for them?
Especially since Bush says on TV last night, we're a nation of laws and we must enforce our laws. Well, then why now is he suggesting a compromise on our immigration laws? And that's exactly what he's advocating amnesty.
He is. Yeah, and we're going to get to that. And before he said that he has five areas that he wanted to focus on. And in these five areas, he says, we're going to fix the problem of illegal immigration. Well, guess what, Lisa? No, they're not. No, they absolutely are not.
They're all already here. They're not going to be able to fix it. He's waited too long. It's too little, too late. And shame on you, Bush.
Oh, I mean, it's not only him, though.
He's the one who we have to deal with now. I mean, it goes back decades, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back at least to the Reagan administration when this really became a problem. But there was more disinformation by saying we're going to fix this problem. No, because this is a deliberately created problem.
Absolutely.
And as we go through this, you're going to see why it was deliberately created. But here are the five areas, and we're going to go through them and kind of give our thoughts. First of all, he says the United States must secure the borders. This is one of the duties of a sovereign nation.
Right.
I agree with that, don't you?
He says it's a basic responsibility and there's an urgent requirement to do this. Yeah, no kidding. There's been an urgent requirement to do this all along, and they have absolutely, utterly failed to
do
it.
He said borders should be open to trade and to legal immigrants. We agree, but he says when he says trade, he means free trade. I think the more appropriate word is fair trade, because we do have free trade, but it's not fair trade, because if you look at the United States trade deficit with China and other slave labor countries, it certainly isn't fair trade because the way the Chinese manipulate their currency and so forth. He then said that borders should be closed to illegal immigrants and to drugs. But wait a second. The borders aren't open to drugs because who's the biggest trafficker of drugs in the world? It's the CIA and many of their criminal operatives. And as a matter of fact, George W. Bush's own father, George Bush Sr., along with Bill Clinton, were the heads of this drug trafficking operation when Bush was vice president and president, and when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas. They were bringing all the drugs into MENA, Arkansas. Bill Clinton and his Dixie Mafia were overlooking it, and then they branched out from there. So everything he's saying so far is untrue, or at least it needs expansion upon.
Right. He also says that he's going to train new Border Patrol agents that will replace the National Guard. After the National Guard is there for a year, they're going to be reduced and be replaced by these new Border Patrol agents, and he said something about tamper-proof ID cards for illegals. using biometrics.
Yeah, yeah. And as we said, he wants to put 6,000 National Guardsmen to start on the borders, that Congress is going to fund these new programs, and that he wants something called the Border Security Initiative. And the things he mentioned, as you commented last night, Lisa, during his address, we already have these things in place, the motion detectors, the infrared detectors, and so forth. So
yeah, he wants to have fences, patrol roads, motion sensors, surveillance cameras, unmanned vehicles, and train new Border Patrol agents. Why doesn't he give the Border Patrol agents that are already there, fix their cars so they have good equipment to drive around in, and give them this equipment now? Why haven't they been provided this equipment all along?
Yeah, but he makes it seem as if none of these things have ever been in place,
yeah,
when in actuality they are. So there's nothing new here with this. So then, the National Guard is going to be deployed to the southern borders, but they're not going to have any direct law enforcement capabilities.
And this is what he said. The U.S. is not going to militarize our southern border.
But I think yesterday, do you remember how we were talking, is this is all part of a process to condition Americans into the militarization of this country, because once we have the National Guard on the borders, the National Guard's already been brought in with hurricanes and other natural disasters, what if then the bird flu, the man-made, government-sponsored World Health Organization bird flu is released, we'll bring in a National Guard. Then what if, like Kent State in 1970, there's more political dissidents protesting, bring in the National Guard then. See, it's all just being done so that you're more ready and more accepting of this militarization. But the thing that bothers me is if we have the National Guard then, and they don't have any direct law enforcement capabilities, they're really nothing more than just subordinates to the Border Patrol. And since the Border Patrol has been absolutely ineffective, deliberately so, so they're subordinate.
Well, they've been sabotaged.
Right. So they're subordinate to a program that's already ineffective. So
right.
Why even do it?
Bush says state and local law enforcement agencies are integral parts of this illegal immigration enforcement, and that he intends to end catch and release programs where people are apprehended, they're detained, they're given a citation to come back to a court date, and most of them never show up.
Well, absolutely.
And he says other governments must accept their citizens back who are apprehended, detained, and deported.
Well, and
he says that they don't all accept their citizens back.
Well, they don't
so
want their citizens.
Keep them then?
I mean, look at what Cuba did, you know, 10 or 20 years ago when they shipped all their criminals and all their mental patients, put them in boats, and sent them over to the United States. Do you think Vicente Fox wants all these people? Vicente Fox is more than willing to allow these people to go to the United States because, do you know what Mexico's second biggest form of revenue is? Is illegal immigrants and legal immigrants that come to this country, work under the table, most of them, and then
send money back to Mexico.
So this is a source of revenue for the Mexican nation.
Come on down.
Yeah, he says that 85% of the Mexicans that are caught, now that's important, that are caught, are sent back within 24 hours. What he doesn't say, though, is that they only catch probably one out of every 100 that come across the border.
He said in the last 5 years, the Border Patrol has been able to apprehend 6 million. Now, how many millions have actually stayed that they didn't apprehend?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what's already here.
Right. So a lot of these arguments that he's using, it's really just leaving vital information out of the equation. So 85% that are caught are sent back, but they don't catch. They only catch a small percentage, and everybody admits that. And what it is really is, like Lisa mentioned, it's called a catch and release program. And for a while, I thought he was going to start talking about fishing or whatever. You know, the catch and release and fishing. And he did say that his biggest accomplishment, at least in his own opinion, since he became president, was catching
a 7.5-pound bass.
Yeah, largemouth bass.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't all on the teleprompter, he probably would have started telling fishing stories or whatever.
Now, remember what he said. We're a nation of laws, and we must enforce our laws. And then he proceeds to tell us all how he's going to have this temporary worker program, mm-hmm, where people who've been here illegally for years and years and years, will be allowed to stay and work and pay a meaningful penalty. He was vague on that. What's the meaningful penalty?
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, he said that there are going to be more beds
in detention centers.
In detention centers. Now, what's the what's the result of this? We're going to build more prisons. We're going to put more beds in it. That means we need more guards, more bureaucracy, more paperwork. Well, the result is that this costs money. Where does the money come from? Mm. Let's try to have one guess here. Maybe from your tax dollars. So again, this is just making bigger government.
Yeah, remember,
more bureaucracy.
It's extremely unlikely that they're going to reduce the amount of money they're spending on defense or this illegal war on terror, sham war based on lies, to divert to paying for this illegal immigration policy that they want to implement. What are they going to do? They're going to increase your taxes.
Yeah, so it's bigger government. And Lisa, let's talk about for a moment here this temporary worker program. We hear ad nauseum that these Mexicans, these illegal immigrants, whatever country they come from, they're only doing the jobs that other Americans won't do. So let's look at this for a second. That means that they're cleaning the hotels, they're picking the crops, they're doing janitorial services, they're doing yard work and so forth, they're digging ditches. Now, where we live here in State College, Pennsylvania, do we have an illegal immigrant problem here?
I don't think so yet.
How many Mexicans do you ever even see in the span of a month?
Hardly any.
You ever. Now, okay. I see very, very few. A handful here, a handful there. They're less than 1%.
But what I do see is people in this community, people who attend Penn State, people who live in this area, doing those sorts of jobs, working at the restaurants, working as cooks, working as janitors, working as hotel hospitality.
Lisa. Americans won't do these jobs.
That's BS.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Americans
BS.
Do these jobs every single day.
Yeah, we have less than 1% population here that's Hispanic or that's illegal immigrants.
And especially as this country has reverted now more and more to a service industry type nation, more and more Americans are forced to do these types of jobs because that's what's here.
And you know, what I hear all the time from people to come to this community is how clean it is, how neat this community is. So our hotels get cleaned, our dishes get washed, our crops, this is largely...
Floors get swept and mopped.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is a very big agricultural state. It seems like all the crops get picked, the floors get swept, all the yards look very well done. So here's what it is. It's a lie. It's not that they won't, that they're only doing jobs Americans won't do. It's that big business and small business in the southern border states want cheap labor so that their profits can increase.
Right.
That's the reality. Did President Bush mention this scenario last night during his speech?
No. And I'll tell you, we see a lot of these Mexicans working at Walmarts and McDonald's, big corp workers. It's their slave labor pool. And they're totally for keeping these illegals here.
Yeah.
And that's who this benefits the most.
So I was wondering if President Bush was ever going to even mention this element of big business, of corporations and small businesses too. And he did in passing at best.
He danced around it.
Yeah, where he said that they have to hold employers accountable. And there wasn't much more said about it.
No. Talk about speaking in vagaries. He says that there will be some criminal background checks for these temporary workers, that this is supposed to reduce the appeal of human smugglers across the border and ease the financial burden on state and local governments and add to our security.
Yeah. So now, here again, we're going to go into what's really going on. You see, you have to be able to read these coded words that they're saying. So he says employers have to be held accountable. What they want to do, though, is first pass criminal background checks. What does that mean? More bureaucracy. All of these illegal aliens, that half of them, they don't even know what their names are. They're going to have a bigger bureaucracy to find out who they are, do the background checks. What does that mean? More money, more tax money.
If they're going to provide a new ID card using biometrics with digital fingerprints for illegals, are they going to have a new ID card for citizens too?
Well, so there you go. Great point, because the way the government operates is they never do anything, or they usually don't do anything in drastic measures. It's all small steps. So they pass it, first of all, for the illegal immigrants. And this new ID card, the biometrics, the digital fingerprints, it's going to end up that it's not going to work. It's deliberately going to be put in place to fail, because they'll say that the immigrants either lose their cards or that they're being forged or on and on and on. So to replace that, because there'll be a big uproar, we can't have this. This system is being ruined because the card doesn't work. So why don't we put in an implant into people? That'll work because they can't get
a chip.
Yeah, a chip. So, you know, people aren't going to get a knife and cut it out of themselves.
I want to know what this meaningful penalty that the long-term illegal aliens in this country are going to have to pay. I mean, other than... I can't even... And, of course, they never expressed that specifically. And how do the legal immigrants that are here feel about this?
Yeah.
If anybody should be hollering and screaming from the rooftops, it should be them as well, because they didn't cut the line.
Right.
They used the existing pathway. We're a nation of laws, and our politicians and our leadership want to selectively cherry-pick which laws are enforced.
But wait, Lisa. President Bush has a solution to this problem. And now... listen to how much this is going to work. He says that after he gives these workers their temporary workers' card or their amnesty period, then they have to go back home.
Yeah, they're only going to be able to work here for a limited amount of time, and then it's bye-bye. What makes you think these people are going to leave?
Right.
And how are they going to determine if they have left? How are they going to make sure they do leave? After being here so long, what makes you think these people have any incentive to go back
if they
haven't already?
Or if they just come here for 1 year, they get to work, they get an apartment, maybe they buy a car, they get insurance.
They set up a life here.
Yeah, and then after a year or 2 years, whatever, they say, now you have to go home. Come on.
Yeah.
Who's going to sign up for this program?
Well, who's
going
to enforce that? They're going to go knocking on people's doors. Oh, your time's up. Time to go home.
And since we're not sending people back now, after this program,
how likely is this?
After this program is set up, do you think we're going to send them back then? So what we see again is...
the implausibility of this whole lame sham program.
Right. So we see a bigger bureaucracy with more tax money. We see... the Big Brother element, where you have the ID card, the biometrics, the digital fingerprints, and it all eventually leads to an implant. And we see a complete ignoring of the real problem, which is the corporations that hire these people. The whole 20-minute speech last night should have been on how can we clamp down on the corporations that are hiring? Because these people wouldn't be coming to this country.
Right. If they didn't have opportunities awaiting them, if they weren't able to get forged documents, if they weren't able to get jobs, if jobs were not waiting for them, who really needs to get clamped down on are the big corporations who are just luring them here. If they have no bait, no opportunities awaiting them, then they're not going to be in such a rush to cross the border and run over here.
Well, and think about these New World Order multinational corporations. They take the good jobs that were already in this country, shipped them overseas to slave laborers. Then they open up the borders here to bring in slave laborers to fill the jobs so that they can pay them lower wages. Corporate America here and multinational corporations as a whole, they're the real devil. And see, everyone's getting distracted. And here's a good... there, right towards the end of his speech, here's a good example of how George Bush was distracting people away from the real issue. He says that we have to honor the melting pot.
What about honoring our laws?
Yeah.
And why should we have to help them assimilate? They should want to assimilate.
Yeah. Well, he says we have to honor the melting pot that this nation is, and he says then that everybody should speak the English language.
He could have been stronger on that.
Well, but it's rhetoric. It's all rhetoric crap, because the guy sitting there that's not able to read through all of this stuff, He's appealing to the least common denominator, right, to the idiot. And there's, you know, Elmer down there in Alabama, and he says, yeah, Agnes, those wetbacks, they ought to speak English, you know? But he's not looking, and so Bush is appealing to them, and they're like, I really like that George Bush. He's a Christian, and he wants them damn Mexicans to be speaking English. That good English like we speak down here, you know? But they're not looking at the real problem. Because Bush says he's opposing amnesty, but the whole thing is amnesty,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that the legal immigrants that live in this country should step up and be screaming, screaming in protest.
Yeah, and to think that he says, you know, well, these people that are coming in, these illegal immigrants that have already been here for 10 years, 15 years, he says, they'll be the ones who we can make citizens. All they have to do now is pay a tax on their back wages, pay a fine, learn English, and then go back after their tenure. Who the hell is going to do this? I mean, these Mexicans, by and large, are already working for low wages. So George Bush says, you're illegal, but we're going to let you become legal. All you have to do is pay us a fine on your back taxes, take a test to make sure you know how to speak English. Now just come and stand in line and sign on the dotted. How many are going to do that, Lisa?
So what do our laws really mean? And if we're going to compromise on this law, what other laws are they going to compromise on in the future? Is it now going to be okay to rob a bank?
Yeah.
Is it going to be okay to drive drunk? Is it going to be okay? I mean, yeah, to break any number of laws? I mean, they just cherry pick.
Well, I mean, they're setting a precedent.
Yeah.
Again, it's going back to the slippery slope. And towards the end of his speech, then, right, he says, George Bush said, we can't exploit anger and fear. And I says, what?
That's all they've been doing.
That's all they've been doing.
It's like their mantra.
For the last 6 years is exploiting anger and fear. It's their modus operandi. Look at 9/11. Look at the anthrax scares. Look at all of these scares, uh-huh, that they're going to bomb the malls. They're going,
right,
to bomb the train stations. They're going to bomb the hotels and the Super Bowl.
Code red, code yellow, code orange.
Everything is anger and fear deliberately.
Who
done so. My God, it's so out of control.
I read one opinion poll after this was over. 70% of the people thought Bush sucked during this address. And then the rest were split between they think he did a somewhat positive address or he did a very good address. About 70% thought he just was abysmal.
Yeah, he was abysmal.
Absolutely.
And the speech was...
People aren't buying it.
Yeah, it was totally useless. And I think, finally, that the entire nation, and actually the people running the world, are aware right now how ineffective, how worthless, how much really just like spinning their wheels and staying in place this administration is.
They made a point to tell us before this address that this was the fourth speech that Bush has given to the nation from the White House, and those speeches from the Oval Office are reserved for the most important issues, and this was the best he could do.
Well, and his base, his truest base, is the conservative base. I don't know why, because Bush isn't conservative. But do you think this pro-amnesty speech is going to appeal to the conservatives? Absolutely not. They saw through it last night. They know that Bush is promoting amnesty just like he's been. So let's summarize. Let's summarize what he went over last night. The whole thing, first of all, is a scam because for the last 3 decades, illegal immigration has been allowed deliberately to spin out of control.
Right.
Now it's so far beyond the breaking point that it can't be contained again. The problem is beyond control. So, what's going to happen? Well, the knight and on the white horse, George Bush, is going to ride in and say, the government's going to fix everything now. But what are they? How are they going to fix it? There's going to be more bureaucracy.
Right, more red tape.
Yeah, more red tape, higher taxes, and more of a Big Brother element.
Right. And you're going to have National Guard troops on the border. They're not going to do any apprehending of illegals. They're just going to be, what, spotters. They're going to watch surveillance cameras, and they're going to just be standing there. They're going to be a visual presence with their hands tied not able to really do anything.
Well, would you want that job? I'd be out there for about 8 hours, and I'd go literally insane.
I think we already have spotters on the border. They're called our Minutemen.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I'd be standing out there for 8 hours, twiddling my thumbs, and then finally when there was something to do, they'd go, wait a second. You're not allowed to actually do anything. You're just subordinate to the already ineffective people that are in place here, so...
And the Minutemen were already starting to build the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's action. You know, are the National Guard troops going to help our Minutemen build the fence?
No. They're going to... I would quit after one shift because I would be losing my mind. I would be so bored and it's just so out of my mind. So
that was the best he could do.
That was it. So anyway, folks, if you didn't have a chance to see his speech last night, this is a summary of it. We also want to remind everybody that today, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, RBN Live... The great debate between Michael Collins Piper and Eric John Phelps about who really runs the world. Is it the Jesuits or is it the Zionists? They're also going to touch upon who played a bigger role in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Was it the Mossad? Was it Israel? Or was it the Vatican?
So, we like both of these fellas, yeah. And we're going to be tuning in. So we hope that all of you will tune in as well and send us your reactions to this debate. And we'll let you know what we think, too.
Yeah, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.